Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
All aboard! The night train!
Sunday night at 9 PM, it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 PM here on Sheffield Live.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest, be our guest at Diversity Fest.
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 PM, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
So, lots of things happen to Jason. He starts to grow in confidence, and he has another encounter with Bradley Smead, this time in the school dinner hall. There's a massive queue in the canteen. Josh and Ben are already waiting for me in the music room. They have packed lunches, so I'm still on the stupid free school dinners list. It saves Mum money, but we've got to rehearse for the concert, and I'm just wasting my time here. A year seven kid in front of me is trying to hide his biscuit in a bowl of custard. He's useless at it. I can still see the biscuit rising to the surface. Ben's an expert. It saves 40p every time. The kid gets to the front of the queue. Mrs. Mellors blinks, her eyelids caked in bright blue eyeshadow. She spots the biscuit and charges him for it. His shoulders slump a bit, but he pays for it, as if he was never pretending to hide it in the first place. I feel sorry for him, even though he's not on free school dinners. Mrs. Mellors smiles at me and crosses my name off the list. The ham and pickle sandwich looks squashed under the layers of cling film, and school sandwiches are always made with slightly stale bread. Not that I care, as long as I can eat my lunch fast and get on with playing. Mum would have a fit. She doesn't like me eating crap. I put the sandwich, cherry Bakewell slice, bacon frazzles, and a bright blue raspberry flavour drink in my bag, and try to dodge back past all the kids, trying not to spill stuff from their trays, looking for places to sit. The kid with the biscuit heads for a gap between the tables where Bradley Smead and his mates are sitting. My senses are ultra-sensitive about Bradley Smead, developed over years of avoiding him and hiding. I see the look in Bradley's eyes. Bradley sticks his foot into the gap just as the kid is passing, concentrating on his tray. The fall happens in slow motion. There's a loud crash, the sound of smashing crockery, and a split second of silence until people start talking again. The kid sprawls on the floor. Bradley's table erupts into nasty laughter. I know I should stay out of it and go straight to the music room, but no one else is doing anything to help. I go over to the kid. He's trying to get up. Custard is splashed on the front of his coat, and the biscuit is squashed onto it. He looks like he's about to cry. Custard and baked beans have splashed over the floor like a Jackson Pollock painting. I crouch down to help the kid. His dinner is totally ruined. There's no point in trying to pick anything up as I put the pieces of the broken plate back on the tray, getting a gross mixture of bean juice and custard on my hands. Now I'm going to be later than ever. The kid stares at me blankly. Are you trying to lick food off the floor now, Kenny? I look straight up at Bradley Speed. He gives me a smarmy, patronising smile. I stand up and bang the kid's tray down on his table with a crash. This jacket costs 200 quid, Kenny. Bradley inspects a tiny custard splash on his sleeve. But your whole house isn't worth that much. Haven't you got anything better to do? Is that going to be your job when you leave school, tripping people up? I say, hardly believing I'm daring to do this, as I'm not scared anymore. Pathetic. I turn away from him slowly. It's not like he can do anything to me. Quite a few people are watching, and a dinner lady has finally come to clear up the mess. The little kid is open-mouthed. I open my bag and I hand in my Bakewell slice, even though it was the part of my lunch I was most looking forward to.
Hey, hey up, Sheffield. It is I, the Trev. I've landed. How you all doing, darlings? Oh, nearly didn't get here today. I've had an exhausting day and a brilliant live events and broadcasting course at Life Skills. It was exhausting, though. I had to eat all these snacks all day long while we filmed stuff. It's brilliant. Right. Anyway, I got here. So this week, it's part two of the Diversity Festive 33, which is our totally random and unscientific end-of-year chart. So this week, that would make it numbers 88 to 78 inclusive. How you all doing? What you been up to today? Have you had any interesting snacks to eat? In snacks news, in the latest snacks news, you see, tell me what snacks you've been eating today and I can tell the other listener. Quality radio or what? Okay, so yeah, you can post a message on Fart Burp. You can send me a text on 07902632755, I think. Or via any other portals like, you know, LinkedIn or the space-time continuum. Telepathy. I don't care, just tell me what you're doing. Hope you're having a lovely day. Right, first up. Oh yeah, poetry. No, rather, literature. It's the new rock and roll. You don't need musical instruments and singers. They're all show-offs anyway. Poetry, literature, comedy, it's the way forward. Everything else is rubbish. Let me know what you think. Yeah, you heard Dinner by Anne Grange. Number 88 in this year's random list. And now we have something else. God knows what, but I hope you enjoy it.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
Thank you.
Ah, oh, lovely. Just what the doctor ordered. That's the kind of track we need to calm our fevered brow. What on earth is going on in America? Ooh. Anyway, at number 87, you heard Sun Shines on a Fallen Tree by Kate Griffin and Eleanor Hooper. And breathe. Music lifts. Right, what else? Oh yeah, this.
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4pm or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Nice one. At number 86, you heard Syrian Lament by Fretworks. Obviously, the one before that was 86. Yeah, the one before that was 87, obviously. I'm a bit tired. I can't count in order anymore. Ah, two nice, relaxing songs. But don't get too comfortable, because here comes number whatever the next one is, 85. I hope you're paying attention, Keith.
Find us on Facebook at Diversity Fest Sheffield.
Right, here we go then. Fabulous to be here. This is one I wrote during lockdown. It's called Burn It Up, because we all wanted to get back out there and do it, didn't we? So, here we go. They say that the answer blows in the wind. But you don't know what's the question, where it begins. What you doing with your life? Go get out there, make it all right. Shake it, see what it's about. See what falls out. And don't let no shackles tie you down. And don't spend too much time too close to the ground.
no good waiting for things to arrive. Make them happen, get on board and go for the ride. You gotta feel it, you gotta feel it inside to make you alive. Spread your wings and take flight. Soar higher, take the night. Strike it and set it alight. Burn it up, burn it up, burn it up. Thanks, everybody.
Wow! Cool! But not literally cool. You heard at number 85, Burn It Up. Burn It Up by Keith Thomas. Nice one, Keith. And I think Keith's listening, so what's it like to hear yourself on the radio? Hiya, Keith. Hope you're doing all right, mate. Okay, what's next? Oh, yeah. Another live highlight from Diversity Fest a couple of years ago.
Hello, I'm Colin Pofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4pm. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes!
Searching for scapegoats to blame, seeking to shift the shame. A credulous critic that regurgitates all their lies. So why should it be a surprise when their vested interest trample you down with the rest? Don't you dare protest. For it's not neuroscience, your display of defiance. It's actually an active act of compliance. With perfectly postured career politicians who stifle substance and agenda submission. They'll be swayed by their style. Why? Even sharks can smile. Even sharks can smile. Even sharks can smile. Even sharks can smile. Frustrate yourself at the altar of not having a say whilst playing a match of the day. Let home count his hillers, fritter your freedoms away whilst still seething a match of the day. An avalanche apathy under whose weight we're crushed. But who can we truly trust? You think you've made a stand, you'll usher in the unjust. For it's not neuroscience, your display of defiance. It's actually an active act of compliance. With perfectly postured career politicians who stifle substance and agenda submission. Swayed by their style, why? Even sharks can smile. Even sharks can smile. Even sharks can smile. Even sharks can smile. Super-signed eagle in Savile attire, and all you do is supplicate and admire. In this soundbite age of tabloid government, we think
Oh, wow. That was hilarious. The imprint of Cabaret Chris's shark puppet from Diversity Fest a couple of years ago is imprinted on my retina. At number 84, you heard Even Sharks Can Smile by a Short Dark Stranger, a.k.a. Cabaret Chris. Nice one, you daft sausage. Right, let's have something sensible, some proper music.
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast.
Ah, not enough instrumental music on the radio. We don't need any pesky singers. No, Diversity Fest Radio welcomes all performers. Whether you sing, whether you do music without singing, whether you do words without music, We love you all on Diversity Fest Radio. So get in touch if you want us to play you on the show. Poetry, comedy, any form of spoken word, literature and music, mime. Or if you want to come in as a guest and have a chat, talk about what events you're involved in and what you're doing, get in touch. And we'll put something in the diary for after Christmas. We're doing the end of year chart until the end of whenever it is, the year, which is December. So, but I will soon be looking for guests to come in January. The shows are on Thursday, 3 to 4. It's a live show, so you need to come and meet me at 2:30. You can meet me in the showroom cafe or something like that. Come in, chat, bring some music, bring a guitar, whatever you like. Bring some poems to read. Just be nice and have fun. Right, anyway, you know where I am. Moving on. Oh, yeah, Frank. What did you hear? River Song by Frank Birtwistle. That wonderful track was number 83 in our latest end of year chart. What's next? No idea. Oh, yeah, more music.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. The seamstress plied her needle for neither thanks or fame, and no fabric may her frame buttons never fail too far. Mended, cleaned and folded with never to the same, but odd was always insubstantial reason to discard. She said, I'll never work the thread from those continental shows. I don't flaunt the great designers, I'm not tall enough to pose. But I'll wrap you up like no one else with labels never out. Here's everything you'll ever need, but I've nothing to write home about. Every pot and pan brimmed over with a day shift's worth of pride. No frills or fancies made it to the must-haves there amassed. But with little more than flint and fire and purpose that defied the laws of science, every meal she served broke some unspoken fast. She said, I won't win any stars, have them queuing in their droves. I don't care for rules of what one eats with red or white or rose. But though you may arrive unfed, you'll never go without. Here's everything you'll ever need, but I've nothing to write home about. Gathering shadows of time conspired to shroud the facing hill. The passing star grew cold, details slid from sight. But though her vision faltered, she could gauge the setting still. For one so close to the ground, no other viewed from such a height. She said, I don't have breath to scale what youth takes in its stride. I don't seek out peaks to conquer, bragging always bows to pride. But I've a lifetime's map of tracks that you can trust on days of doubt. Here's everything you'll ever need, but I've nothing to write home about.
groovy. You just heard. Your lucky ears, both of them, just heard number 82, Seamstress by Del Scott Miller. Excellent, excellent stuff. And the excellence continues in this random list of people. Just in case you don't know and you've been living under a rock, the Festive 33 end-of-year chart features 99 of my favourite acts that have some kind of connection with Diversity Fest, which has now been running for 10 years. Although we did have a couple of years off because of COVID, but I kept doing the radio show. Yeah, so all the acts, I think, feature at least one person who has appeared in some capacity at Diversity Fest. Not necessarily the capacity you hear in the track. It includes poetry and other forms of spoken word, like comedy and stuff, and literature, as well as music. Yeah, so get involved. Right, the rest of the year I just play anything by everybody. So if you make stuff that's audible, that's not silence, and I can play it on the radio, it's not full of bad boy cursing, get in touch and I'll play you. And maybe even come in. Right, moving on. We're still doing this chart thing. Where are we up to? What comes after 82? I don't know. Is it 81?
The things you must pretend to like, day to day, just to get by.
It's like a deep romantic dream. Your cornered bud, you just can't scream.
The fear that this is all with you is grim for me, truly grotesque for you.
Stranded with a broken souls in the library
until they close. When you call, oh, don't say it's all. The slums become our norm, and dressing downs our uniform.
The plot is gold to someone else. There are no medals on these lapels.
I play the game, I heed advice, I only take what the man prescribes.
You refrain from certain things. That doesn't mean
you've disappeared. When you call, oh, don't say it's only me. I would rather.
In the way your silhouette can cause a storm here in my chest.
You are the one I can talk to about anything except for you. You still don't.
Haunting, baby. At number 81, you heard Lifeless by Hungarian Lanterns. I love that song. Now, for something completely different. Drumtastic. You say we don't even need electricity. Bang your pots and pans, as somebody once didn't say. What did you hear? You heard I've forgotten. Live at Diversity Fest 2023 by Lee Carnell on his djembe drum. Excellent. That was from the open mic, not this year, but last year. Every year we now have an open mic where you can come and join in, even if you're not a booked act. So, hopefully, we'll do it again next year, and you can bring your pots and pans. Your kitchen sink, if you like. Or even a more conventional musical instrument, or a voice that does singing or poetry. Whatever you like, I don't care as long as it's diverse. And anyone can get involved, because everybody's welcome. Right, so that was number... I can't remember what number it was. Number 80. So this one must be number 79.
The final one I'll do for you today is called Vigil, and it's the poem that I get requests for the most. So this is Vigil. From London's Admiral Duncan to New York's Stonewall Inn, Paris to Seoul and Orlando where we saw it begin. In our thousands we flood the streets, bringing colour and noise to the sharp silence of 49 pulses stopped. We are a sea of rainbows, a man in drag whose butterfly makeup has run. A boy in a crown of pink flowers holding to his mum, and two women share a kiss as a black British trans group launches into a not-to-be-missed Vogue dance-off that a posse of pansexual punks cheer and film on their camera phones while sipping their craft beers. This is our answer to death, to love life more fully. But later, more somber now when pictures are raised of the people we lost, that they might not fade, that they aren't just candlelight, but somehow live on, woven in our music that a choir on the cobbles sings pure and strong to deny the ghost of gunshots that turned a night of pride bloody and wrong. So, when our time together ends, and to our friends we say goodbye, walking home, this feeling does not die, and as I pass a fallen paper flag, I pluck it from the ground, hearing still that gorgeous song, and knowing how love should sound. Red, orange, yellow, green, indigo and violet, that tonight wraps us all to mean, out of many, we are one. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Poetry, it's the new rock and roll. At number 79, you heard Vigil by Stephen B. Williams. Wonderful. Vigil. Have we got any more music, or is poetry taking over? Who knows? You'll have to listen to find out, and I'll have to stop drivelling on for you to find out. Now, this may well be apt with what's going on in the world at this very moment. We'll be right back.
Sometimes it's terribly hard to try and wear things out. It makes more sense just to scream and shout. Oh, I can't even comprehend what's happening to me. I think I'm going crazy now. And I don't know what to do. I spend my nights daydreaming about you still. I don't even understand what's going on anymore. I think I'm going crazy now.
Fantastico! At number 78, you heard Going Crazy by Eukon Dixon. Highly appropriate for these times. I hope you were dancing around a small confined space, just like I was. Right, and that's your lot for this week. That's 11 tracks, part 2, after the end of year chart. You'll have to listen next week to part 3 to find out who's in it. When we've done them all at the end of December, I'll publish a really big long list. And you'll think, who are they? As I say, they're just people who are supremely talented and have some kind of link with Diversity Fest. Yeah. And 99 is the most I could get in it, because it did start off with just 33 tracks over 3 shows in December, hence the festive 33. And then it grew into a sprawling monster taking over the universe. And it got to 99, like a 3-sided album, side A, side B, and side C, or the C, as we like to call it, Skeg Vegas, the seaside. And then I thought, oh, it can't really get any bigger because it'll just be the entire year. Don't worry if you're not in it. Come and perform at Diversity Fest in some way and record something and we'll try and get you in. Over the years, we've had about 150, 160 performers, but some of them haven't recorded anything. And some of them are dance groups, which are quite difficult to broadcast over the airwaves. But if you're a dancer who's performed at Diversity Fest, or even if you haven't, and you'd like to come in on the show and talk about dance, that would be nice. All right, some other time, eh? Right, see you next week. Keep it diverse. The world can only get better. Ibi reet. Fight the power.
See you next week, and remember, keep it diverse. Ha ha.